Joining me right now, I've got Paul Mackey. He's the Western Area Manager of the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Great, Tim. How are you?
Wonderful. Great to have you on the show. You know, this is a big weekend, and people are going to be doing outdoor projects. They're rolling up their sleeves, and I am stoked about Western Red Cedar. I've used it for years on my jobs, and I'm actually getting ready to use some right now on my outdoor garden shed. But I wanted to get you guys on as the experts to tell everybody about all the wonderful things about Western Red Cedar.
Well, that's super. I appreciate the opportunity of being here.
Okay, well, some of the things that people work on here in town are decks, and I don't think they realize that cedar can be used on decking. So what is the best deck materials available, in your opinion?
Well, obviously, as a representative of the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association, I think Western Red Cedar is the best decking material. It's got natural beauty, it's durable, it's strong, and features that are not found in imitation wood products. It's got a warm range of color and natural grain that plastic and substitute products can only pretend to try and achieve.
You know, I always think that's funny. I've written about it, how it's always funny that everybody tries to make things look like wood. So what does that tell you? You know, even the siding products, you know, they try to simulate wood. Why don't they try to simulate something else, you know?
Well, because wood is the proven performer, and it's what everybody really wants.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. How about the maintenance of these cedar decks? Is there anything that people have to do with respect to that?
Well, certainly. Any flat surface decking specifically does need some annual maintenance. And in most climates, decking will likely react to the UV rays of the sun, and you'll probably get some mold and mildew growth. So keeping it in top condition requires a little annual maintenance every year or two.
Yeah, I found a really kind of a neat product it's made with epoxy resins, and it's a synthetic-based product, and it really works pretty good on cedar. So it's really a fan. It usually lasts about 2 to 3 years, so I really
I'm
that
not
stuff.
Familiar with that type of product. We do recommend on cedar in most cases that penetrating solvent-borne oil-based stains be used and that they be applied to wood that's clean and dry. But normally you normally need to kill mold and mildew first on any decking surface, and that's one thing to remember with any flat deck is you're likely going to get mold and mildew growing on it, and we recommend that you use oxygen bleach products to kill mold and mildew on cedar.
A man after my own heart, man. I happen to sell a really good one called Stain Solver.
Okay.
So how about the latest trends in decks? What are you guys seeing being built all around the country?
Well, one of the things that's new, I mean, other than, of course, cedar, Western Red Cedar is the natural proven performer, is that we're seeing a trend toward pre-stained decking that's been factory finished prior to being delivered. And this is sort of a new trend, if you will, in decking. It allows you to ensure the highest level of quality finishing, and you get more consistent coating applications when it's applied in a factory environment. Additionally, one of the other trends is that we're seeing more and more people going toward blind fastening systems with decking, especially cedar. And that allows you to install the decking without any surface fasteners, nails, or screws, and it creates a really clean look.
Yeah, it does. I'm all for it. I wish that stuff would have been around when I was still building, but it wasn't. So those blind fastening systems are great. How about the newest cedar deck accessories?
Oh, you've got me there. A lot of people are, you know, what they'll do is they'll go with some unusual patterns in the decking, build in planter boxes or benches. I guess you could refer to those as accessories. Some people will leave the posts up as opposed to covering with the railings and use some of these new cedar post caps that have copper or metal tops. To dress up the outdoor living space.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. One of the things I like, and I actually spent some time doing, is instead of, you know, many decks you'll see these standard 2x2 spindles, you know, for the railing.
Right.
I would always dress those up and actually make them into octagons and just dress that corner down, and boy, did that make a good look. And you could actually even do that on your big 4x4s and 6x6s.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go with turn products or custom products that will really take what one might consider an ordinary installation and really dress up and make it unique to your own space.
Well, my listeners like to actually make their yards, their outside of their houses look really, really nice, and they wanted to have some neat projects. And it's almost like keeping up with the Jones, you know? So there's like we get these little battles going on between
sure.
neighbors. So what are some easy-to-construct projects and some of the latest ideas where these people can use cedar but really enhance the beauty of their backyard?
Well, of course, you can go with window boxes or for flowers or herbs or vegetables, or deck planter boxes for the same applications. Built-in seating continues to be quite popular with cedar decks, and allows you to personalize your outdoor living space. Additionally, one of the other things that is a trend is the addition of other outdoor features like trellises or arbors or pergolas, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And these are ways of, again, personalizing and dressing up your outdoor living space. This is a real trend as these spaces become more and more expanded, if you will. One of the other things that people are doing is they're going with built-in fireplaces to go along with the built-in barbecues in their outdoor living
space.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing, that a lot of people here already have decks, and sometimes they just bake in the sun, and they don't realize they can put a really nice shade structure up above the deck that's not really a roof, but you can get some vines growing in it. And
absolutely.
Actually, and cedar works perfect for that.
It's really, really great for that. And obviously shade spaces allow you to spend more time on the deck and in the outdoor living space. One thing that's great about cedar decking itself is that it's a great insulator, so you don't have as much concern with the surface heating up under the rays of the sun, which is a problem with some of the substitute products.
Yeah, exactly, composites. How about resources where people can learn more about Western Red Cedar and maybe get some project plans and things?
Oh, absolutely. We have a great collection of easy-to-construct project brochures for trellises, pergolas, benches, tables, decks, railings, and fences. And those are available at our toll-free number, which is 866-778-9096. Or they can go to our website at www.realcedar.org and request copies of those. Or you might find them at your local building material dealer.
Wow. Okay. Anything else, Paul?
Oh, I think that's got it covered.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. It's a wonderful product. I just love working with cedar. I think the last thing that I want to ask is, I think a lot of people, they need to know, too, about the fasteners. They just can't use any type of nail with a cedar. Do you recommend a specific fastener to make sure they don't ruin the look of the cedar?
Absolutely. That's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. We recommend a good, high-quality, corrosion-resistant fastener. Stainless steel is the best one to use. Plain galvanized fasteners are not recommended. They just don't have enough protection from iron stains. You can use a hot-dipped galvanized fastener as well, or you can use aluminum if you can find them. They're a bit difficult to find.
Yeah, they're tough, but the stainless steel is really easy to come across.
Absolutely.
It is the best. There's no doubt about
it.
All right, Paul, well, thanks very much. I'm going to send everybody, my listeners are very web-savvy, so they're going to go to realcedar.org and just hopefully we're going to burn up your server, man. We're going to download so many of those plans.
That's perfect. I appreciate it, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Paul, for joining us.
Thank you much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.